It's the New York Mets versus the Cincinnati Reds. Rheingold Beer brings you National League Baseball with the New York Mets. Rheingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different people with different tastes, one beer has become the favorite. Rheingold Extra Dry. We don't know why so many people like our beer, but we must be doing something right.
Today's game is also brought to you by WGY, your sports station for the Great Northeast. WGY brings you the full schedule of the Mets' regular season games live from major league parks throughout the country.
Coming up, the second game of the series between the Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. And tonight it'll be two right-handers opposing each other. For the Cincinnati Reds, Sammy Ellis. For the New York Mets, Jack Hamilton. We'll be checking the starting lineups in a moment, and we'll be back with the start of tonight's game in just 1 minute. And now a word from Cool Filter King.
Hey, want to do your taste a refreshing favor? You do? Then don't settle for dull taste.
Go radio.
Go radio.
Go radio.
Go radio.
America.
Go radio.
Music, weather, sports, and news. Be around town, the people choose. Go radio.
Go radio.
Go radio.
Go radio. America. Sound habit.
Do 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 do.
Ring, 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 ring.
Do 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 do.
Ring, 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 ring.
Do 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 do.
Mother, father, daughter, son, doctor, farmer, everyone.
Go radio.
Go radio.
Go radio.
Here at Shea Stadium in New York, the New York Mets have just taken the field. And quickly, the starting lineup and batting order for the Cincinnati Reds. Third baseman, Tommy Helm. Second baseman, Pete Rose. Center fielder, Veda Pinson. And first baseman, Don Pavletti. Right fielder, Art Jansky. Left fielder, Darren Johnson. Shortstop, Leo Gardner. Catcher, Johnny Edwards. And pitcher, Sammy Ellis. For the New York Mets, second baseman, Ron Hunt. Third baseman, Ed Pursue. Right fielder, Johnny Lewis. First baseman, Dick Stewart. Left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Center fielder, Cleon Jones. Shortstop Roy McMillan, catcher Jerry Grody, and pitcher Jack Hamblin, who just now has arrived at the mound. Now at Shea Stadium in New York, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. This broadcast comes to you through the courtesy of Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation, and the Sun Oil Company, and is authorized under radio rights granted by the New York Mets solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the New York Mets is prohibited. Last night, the Cincinnati Reds won the opening game of this series. That was the first game of the year between these two teams, and accordingly, the Reds moved ahead of the Mets in the National League standings by a scant 6 percentage points. Coming into tonight's game, the Reds have won 13 and lost 15 for a percentage of 464. The Mets have won 11 and lost 13 for a percentage of 458. Both are 7 games behind the league-leading San Francisco Giants, who were defeated last night by the Los Angeles Dodgers 2-1 in Los Angeles in the opening game of that series. Right now, Tommy Helms is up to lead off, and here is Hamilton's first pitch hit on the ground foul, back at third and out of play. Taken on the coaching lines at third by Coach Dave Bristol of the Cincinnati Reds. On the lines at first for the Reds is Roy Sievers. It is a strike one count now to Tommy Helms, who is batting 248. He has one home run and 10 runs batted in. Playing third base these days for the Cincinnati Reds. Right-hander Hamilton's pitch is low and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Jack Hamilton has won 3 games, lost 2. His lifetime record against the Cincinnati Reds is 2 wins and 2 losses. Now a 1-1 delivery to Tommy Helms. Swung on and fouled out. Out of play. Jack Hamilton has beaten the Braves, the Cubs, and the Cardinals, and he has lost to the Braves and the Cubs. In his last start, last Friday, he pitched 6 1/3 innings against the Giants with no decision. That was the game that went 17 innings, finally won by the Giants in the 17th, 5-4 on Davenport's homer. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Hit on the ground to third base. Taken by Ed Brisseau. Up with it. Plays on in time. And Helms has grounded out from Brisseau to Dick Stewart. Again, Ken Boyer is here. He is in uniform, but did not participate in the pregame drills. He said that last night when Dr. Peter Lamont, the team physician, injected his right elbow with cortisone, he told him for several days not to hit or throw. Now it is Pete Rose, a switch hitter, up batting left against the right-hand pitcher. Pete Rose is hitting 274. He has 2 home runs and 14 runs batted in. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Rose has been a tough, tough man for the Mets to get out at any time. This pitch is low for a ball. It's 1-1. The Mets around the infield have Dick Stewart playing first base. And by the way, over 200 members of the Dick Stewart fan club met the big first baseman before tonight's game in the fan club room under the stand. Here's a pitch in for a call strike. 1-2. Manager Wes Wessler of the Mets has gone back tonight to the lineup that he used so much in spring training. Ed Cranepool in left field and Swoboda at, or rather, Stewart at first base. Here's a pitch high, 2-2. Cranepool and Swoboda were platooned a great deal in left field in spring training. Here's a 2-2 delivery. Swung on and foul off down the left field line into the seats and out of play. The Mets around the infield have Dick Stewart at first, Ron Hunt at second, Roy McMillan at shortstop, and Ed Brisseau at third. Ed Cranepool in left field, Cleon Jones in center, and Johnny Lewis in right. Jerry Grody is catching tonight. Now a 2-2 delivery. Outside for ball. It's a full count of 3-2 to Pete Rose with Beta Pinson waiting in the on-deck circle for the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds are managed by former Met coach Don Hefner. Here's the payoff pitch. Outside, and Pete Rose draws a walk, throws the bat away, and runs down to first base, which is a habit of his. First base runner of the ball game. Now Veda Vincent's coming up, playing center field tonight. He's hitting 336. He has one home run and 11 runs batted in. Now Hamilton's pitch is outside for a ball. This afternoon, the Houston Astros took both ends of a doubleheader from the Chicago Cubs. First game 5-1, the second game 4-2. Houston Astros are riding high with a record right now of 20 wins and 12 losses. Here's a pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. It's one and one. The Dodgers are in third place, four games back of the Giants. They play each other again tonight in Los Angeles. Here is a leisurely throw over to first, not in time. Pete Rose is back safely. Pitch misses outside, two and one, DeVita Fenton. The Mets are in seventh place with a record of 11 wins and 13 losses. Now the pitch is hit in the air to left field. Trainville going back, and he one-hands them all for the out. All the way to second. Rose jammers back to first. No advance with two away. Forward lined off the bat of left-hand batter Vada Fenton out into left field. Trainville ranged back, one-handed the ball, and then played it back in as Pete Rose had arrived at second and hustled back to the bag at first. Don Pavletti coming up. Hitting 316 with three home runs and eight runs batted in. He had a double and a homer here last night to drive in two runs. Playing first base in place of Tony Perez out with a shoulder bruise. Here's a pitch swung on, and this for strike one. Normally Perez. Is in there at first, or Gordon Coleman, one or the other. But manager Hefner decided to leave the hot bat in there, Don Pavletti. Got Arshansky in the lineup, too. Shansky's out there on deck. He's been a hot bat of late for the Reds. Here's a pitch outside for ball. It's one and one. That pitcher, Tug McGraw, had x-rays taken today of his left elbow that bothered him last night, forcing him to leave the ballgame. He's to be examined by Dr. Peter Lamont here at the ballpark tonight. Here's a pitch missing outside. It's two and one to Pavletti, who is a right-hand batter. Hamilton takes a moment, turning his back to the plate, looking around the outfield. Now comes back up to look in for a sign from Jerry Grody, the Mets catcher. Stewart holds against the runner at first, and here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Now off the stretch, Hamilton with a 2-2 delivery, and it's inside low. Runs the count full at 3-2. There are two men out, so Pete Rose at first base will be moving on the pitch. No score, top half of the first inning. Single game here tomorrow afternoon between the Mets and the Reds will conclude the current homestand. Hamilton checks now. Rose is running. Pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right side, out of play. Might have been out of the strike zone outside, but Reddick didn't want to take any chances, so he got the end of the bat on it to foul it off. The count holds at 3-2. Now the pitch, swung on and lined into right field for a base hit. Rose is on his way to third. The throw is lobbed into Hunt at second from Johnny Lewis, and pulling up safely at third is Rose, who of course was running on the pitch, and Pavletti hits the 3-2 pitch on a line to right field for a base hit. Now, it's Arshansky coming up. That's the first hit of the ballgame for Pavletti. Arshansky is hitting 379. He has six home runs to lead the Reds in that department, and he has 12 runs batted in. Left-hand batter, and he has been red hot for the Reds. Hamilton now off the stretch with runners leading at first and third, and the pitch outside low for a ball. Never can tell about the development of ball players. Bing Devine, now the assistant to the president of the Mets, likes to tell about the days when he was the general manager in St. Louis, and Arshansky used to hang around there trying to get somebody to sign him. Up now for the Reds, and the pitch is low for a ball. 2-0 to Shamsky. Waiting on deck is Darren Johnson. Hamlin has gone behind 2-0. Here's the pitch. And he misses low and away, so it's 3 balls and no strikes now to Shamsky. He looks down to Coach Dave Bristol at third to see if he's taking on 3-0 or if he is free to swing away if he likes it. There are 2 men out. There is no score. Hamlin's pitch. Taken low, ball 4, and the bases are loaded. 2 walks have been issued here in the first inning by Hamlin. It will bring up Darren Johnson, who led the league in runs batted in last year. Johnson right now is hitting 144. He has 3 home runs and 5 runs batted in. Last year, Darren Johnson knocked in 130 runs and had 32 home runs. Pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Johnson, and Jerry Grody, the catcher, calls time and goes to the mound. He wants to try to settle Hamlin down a little bit. The bases are loaded with 2 men out. There's action down in the Met bullpen now. Dennis Ryban and Gordon Richardson, a right-hander and a left-hander, throwing in the Met bullpen. Hamlin with a 1-0 pitch to Darren Johnson. High and tight. It's 2 balls and no strikes. And no place to put him. Leo Cardenas is waiting on deck for the Redbirds. Rather, for the Red Legs. The Cincinnati Reds, manager Don Hefner. The 2-0 pitch swung on and fouled off. He ripped the 2-0 and fouled it off. So the count now is 2 balls and 1 strike. The American League, the Cleveland Indians are on top with a record of 19 wins and 6 losses. Baltimore in second place, 2 games out. We'll keep you posted on scores of other games as we go along here tonight. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Hamlin trying to pitch himself out of trouble here now. But he isn't out of it yet. Tugs at his cap. Again. Needs a big pitch in this circumstance. Here's a 2-2 delivery. Foul back and out of play. Darren Johnson got enough of it to stay alive. That's 2-2. Now Hamlin starts to work. 2-2 delivery. High for a ball. So it's a full count of 3-2. 2 men out, the base is loaded, and that means that all 3 runners will be moving on the pitch. You'll see the carousel spinning here. Hamlin turns to work off the stretch. Steps off the rubber. Goes to the rods back. Runners take their lead at first, second, and third. They're running a payoff pitch, and it is low. He walks, and a run is forced in. Pete Rose comes across the plate, and the Reds lead by a score of 1-0. Bases are still loaded. 2 men out, and Leo Cardenas is coming up. The 3-2 pitch just missed. That's the third walk issued this inning by Hamilton. Darren Johnson gets a run batted in for drawing the walk, but the bases loaded. Leo Cardenas is a right-hand batter hitting 287. He has 2 home runs and 10 runs batted in. Hamlin works straight away. A swing and a miss for strike one. takes a look. The runner at third. Here's the pitch. Swung on and tossed up foul. It might be playable. It's good. He comes back to the barrier, but this one drifts into the stands out of play. Two strikes out. Billy O'Cartney. Two men out. Base is loaded. Athletic is third, Shamsky is second, Aaron Johnson at first. The umpire behind the plate is Al Barlick, and Leo Cardenas has asked that Barlick examine the ball. He does, leaves it in play. Huggy Donatelli is the umpire at first. Dan Landis at second, Mel Steiner at third. Here's a pitch high, and it's 1-2. McMillan taking it for the out. The Reds got a run on one hit, three walks, no errors, and three left. And the score at the end of a half inning is the Reds one and the Mets coming to bat. Should we stop to think of how many lonesome travelers there are here in yonder and how thirsty they get?
Well, I am a lonely and a lonesome traveler. I am a lonely and a lonesome traveler. I am a lonely and a lonesome traveler. I've been a-traveling on. I traveled here and then I...
From California to New York, the American folk singer travels here and yonder, carrying with him the music of the whole world and its people. And sometimes when the traveling gets thirsty, he puts down his guitar and accompanies himself with a cold beer, maybe Rheingold. And in New York City, where more songs and travelers stop than anywhere else in the world, more people buy Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. How come? Maybe it's the Oregon hops we use. Who knows? But we must be doing something right.
For the New York Mets, it'll be Ron Hunt coming up to lead off, facing right-hander Sammy Ellis. Ellis has won one game and lost five so far this year. Against the Mets last year, Ellis won three and lost one. His lifetime record against the Mets is five wins and one loss. His only win this season for the Reds was over the Phillies, 3-2 on April 24th. He has lost the Pirates twice, the Giants, the Dodgers, and the Braves. Now Ron Hunt, who has hit safely in his last six games. Over that stretch, he's gone 13-27. That's a mark of 481. He has reached base safely in his first at-bat in each of the last five games with four hits and a walk. Ron Hunt, a right-hand batter. Sammy Ellis, a right-hand pitcher. And it's in there for a called strike. The Reds on the field have Don Pavletic at first, Pete Rose at second, Leo Cardenas at short, and Tommy Helms at third. Aaron Johnson in left, Veda Benson in center, Art Kamsky in right. Johnny Edwards, second. Now the pitch swung on and hit in the air to right field. Art Kamsky moves over, he has it lined up, and Kamsky makes the catch. So Hunt flies off the right, one away, and Ed Brisseau is coming up. Brisseau is hitting an even 200. He has one home run and five runs batted in. Last night, the Mets were shut out by hard-throwing right-hander Jim Maloney of the Reds, who allowed them only two hits, one by Hunt and one by Ron Swoboda. Foul ball, back and out of play. Strike one is count. Gets his pass from Johnny Edwards. Breaking ball high for a ball. 1-1. This afternoon, in the first game of a doubleheader at Wrigley Field in Chicago, the Houston Astros beat the Chicago Cubs 5-1. Dave Jesse all the way for the win. Ernie Rolio took the loss. Ted Abernathy relieved him in the eighth inning. Lee May and Rusty Staub at Houston home run. Here's a ground ball. That is going to short. Taken by Cardenas and played on in time. Pitcher Sammy Ellis stabbed at the ball at the mouth. Did not come up with it. Pursue grounds out short to first. Two away and Johnny Lewis is the batter. Lewis is hitting 260. One home run and 10 runs batted in. The second game of that doubleheader at Wrigley Field. Houston beats the Chicago Cubs 4-2. Robin Roberts got the win. Claude Rayron relieved him in the seventh. Dick Ellsworth took the loss. John Bateman had a home run for Houston. And Adolfo Phillips had one for Chicago. Tonight, at the end of an inning, the St. Louis Cardinals nothing, the Philadelphia Phillies nothing. Bob Gibson against Jim Bunning. The warm-ups in Pittsburgh, Ken Johnson for Atlanta and Vernon Law for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And the Giants play the Dodgers in a much later start in Los Angeles. Right here, the Cincinnati Reds are leading the Mets by a score of 1-0. Mets batting in the bottom half of the first inning. Here's a pitch high to Johnny Lewis. The American League is all-night action. The Yankees are in Detroit in the latest start. The end of 2.5 innings, Washington nothing, Cleveland nothing. Speed Rickett against Sonny Siebert. And time has been called because of rain in Cleveland at the end of 2.5. There's a check swing foul ball. It's 1-1 to Johnny Lewis. The end of an inning and a half, Boston nothing, Baltimore nothing. Earl Wilson against Jim Palmer. First game of a twilight doubleheader in Kansas City. The California Angels nothing, Kansas City A's nothing. Marcelino Lopez against Hunter in the first game. And the Chicago White Sox are at Minnesota against the Twins, late at start. Here's a pitch high and away to Lewis, 2-1. Johnny Lewis batting number 3 in the Met batting order. Wide stance at the plate. 2-1 pitch, swung on, and this is 2-2 now to Lewis with two away. And Dick Stewart waiting in the on-deck circle. As you know, here at Shea Stadium, there are certain dates set aside when fans can come in and meet their favorite players. And tonight was Dick Stewart Fan Club night here at the stadium. 2-2 delivery. Foul off and out of play. Count holds at 2-2. Tomorrow afternoon's game starts at 2 p.m. And Jim O'Toole will be pitching for the Cincinnati Reds and Jack Fisher for the New York Mets. That will conclude this homestand. Right after tomorrow's game, the Mets will be flying directly to San Francisco. They'll take on the Giants on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, 2 on Sunday. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed a strikeout for Sammy Ellis, his first of the ball game. He got the Mets in order with no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. And the score at the end of an inning is the Reds won and the Mets nothing. When the Mets come back off of the road trip, they'll be in for 18 games on the next homestand. So perhaps you'd like to be about the business of getting your tickets for upcoming games at Shea Stadium, and there are a wide variety of convenient ticket locations where you can do that. For instance, the advanced ticket window here at Shea Stadium is open 7 days a week. It's open 8 to 6 on weekdays and 9 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. And there's a Met ticket office at Grand Central Station at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. Open weekdays 8 to 6 and Saturdays 8:30 to 4. There's another at Pennsylvania Station in the Long Island Railroad waiting room. Also open weekdays 8 to 6 and Saturdays 8:30 to 4. There's a Met ticket office at Macy's in Huntington, Long Island in the Walt Whitman Shopping Center, open during regular store hours. In addition, reservations for box and reserve seats may be made at all Howard closed stores during regular store hours, and also at any branch of the manufacturer's Hanover Trust Company during banking hours. Tickets may be obtained by mail by writing Ticket Manager, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Box seats are $3.50 each. Reserve seats are $2.50 each, and close 25 cents additionally with each order to cover mailing costs. For the Cincinnati Reds, the number 8 man in the batting order, catcher Johnny Edwards, is up to lead off. Edwards is hitting 190. He has 2 home runs and 8 runs batted in. He is a left-hand batter for the collegiate star at Ohio State University. Playing on a ground ball going through the hole into right field for a base hit. A lead-off single for Johnny Edwards. That will bring up Sammy Ellis, the pitcher who has been up 12 times and had 2 hits. He's hitting 167. The Reds are leading 1-0. Ellis is a left-hand batter, despite the fact that he is a right-hand pitcher. The Mets have to protect against the sacrifice possibility here. Stewart holds against the runner at first. Here's the pitch. Ellis squares and doesn't offer. It's low for a ball. He's in bunting position, did not offer. So it's ball one to Ellis. Tommy Helms, the leadoff man, next up, has moved out to the on-deck circle now. Here's the pitch. Outside. And again, Ellis squared and did not offer. The first inning, the Reds got only one hit off of Jack Hamilton. That was by Don Pavletic. But Hamilton walked three. He walked Aaron Johnson with the bases loaded to force him the run that the Reds got in the first inning. 2-0 pitch. Bunted up into the air, and it's taken. A drop by Hamilton. He throws to second for the force to relay to first, and a double play. Hamilton wisely did not catch the ball in the air. He decoyed it, let it drop, took it on one hop, fired to McMillan and on to first because Ellis was not running at all at the plate. It's a double play that goes 1-6-3 if you're scoring. Two men out and nobody on base. In bunting the ball, Ellis popped it right up towards the mound. Hamilton was underneath, and he just let it drop. Seeing that Ellis was not running, picked it up on the first hop and fired it on down to McMillan. And on the other end of first base was Ron Hutt. So make it 1-6-4, if you're scoring, for the double play because Stewart was charging this position at first. Helms takes high for a ball. Two away, nobody on base. So it was a bit of fast thinking on the part of Jack Hamilton that resulted in that double play. Here's a swing and a drive in the air to deep center field. But Cleon Jones gets back there and comes in a step and makes the catch. The side is out with no runs on one hit, no errors and none left. Score at the end of an inning and a half is the Reds one and the Mets nothing. Now here's a word from Sunoco.
It's the top of the evening to you when you tune to WGY, the tops in information, the tops in entertainment. At 6 o'clock, WGY brings you the complete news roundup. 15 minutes of national, international, and up-to-the-minute local news that has shaped today. At 6:20, it's time to visit Kelly's Corner for good talk and relaxing listening. The quiet charm of Kelly's Corner is compounded of music that blends easily with intimate dining. And stories of the odd, strange, and curious that are interspersed through the show. How about the title Tuxedo Junction? Bring on a nostalgic mood? Then you won't want to miss Kelly's Club at 8:05 on WGY. If you lived through the big band era, or one of the younger ones who have started the big revival, then this is the listening for you. We've been among the big bands, and we bring you the best of a never-to-be-duplicated era. Make every evening exciting listening time by tuning to WGY.
We're going to the bottom of the second. Before we do, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is the voice of the Mets in the Great Northeast, WGY Schenectady, a General Electric station. The time is 8:30.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Tanner and Bob Murphy here at Shea Stadium in New York, and Dick Stewart is coming up to lead off for the Mets. Dick Stewart is hitting 136. He has one home run and two runs batted in. Earlier this year, of course, was on the disabled list with a pull muscle in the rib cage. Has played very little. This is only the ninth game in which he has participated. He's been up only 22 times. Right-hand power hitter facing right-hand pitcher Sammy Ellis. And it's a swing and a miss for strike one. Sammy Ellis is 25 years of age. Last year, he won 22 games for the Cincinnati Reds and lost 10. This year, he's won one and lost five. Swinging a foul ball back and out of play. A two-strike count to Stewart. Yogi Berra on the coaching lines at first for the Mets. And Whitey Herzog is the Mets coach at third. That is the usual alignment of manager Wes Welker. Coach Sheriff Robinson stays in the dugout with the manager. Coach Harvey Haddix is in the bullpen. Here's a pitch and it's high. One and two. Center fielder, Veda Penson, has moved way around toward left as the Reds play Dick Stewart to pull. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and loose into right field. Coming on his champ key. He makes the catch of the liner. Four in the out. One away. That'll bring up Ed Cranefield playing left field tonight, hitting 200. He has four home runs and 13 runs batted in. Say, next Sunday, the greatest Irish football and hurling players will assemble at Gailey Park in the Bronx to compete in games for the annual Cardinal Fishing Charities Program.
Ryan Gold Glorious has made it possible for 15 of Ireland's greatest athletes to come here to compete in these rough and tumble games, including Christy Ring, the Babe Ruth of hurling. See this Ryan Gold sports special next Sunday at Gaelic Park. That pitch is low for a ball. One out delivery, swung on and foul back, gets out of play. 1-1 to Cranesville. The Cincinnati Reds are leading here by a score of 1-0. A little tight across the letters, driving Cranesville out. It's 2-1. Sammy Ellis looks for his sign. Pitch is a little high, so he goes behind 3-1 to Ed Cranesville. Yeah, Ellis is set to work. 3-1 pitch. In there for a foul strike. It's 3-2. Al Barlick is umpiring behind the plate tonight. He really sounds off on the strike call. He's the senior umpire in the National League. He was a protege of the late Bill Phelps, who kept him right at his side when Al first came up. Payoff pitch, swung on and fouled off out of play. Full count of 3-2. If you've ever seen an umpire tutor meticulously in every phase of the trade, that is the way that Bill Clem tutored Al Barlick. Now the 3-2 delivery. It's fouled on the left field line and in the seats out of play. Given a run by third baseman Tommy Helms, but he can't get to it. So the count continues at 3-2. You'll recall that Jack O'Connell, the National League umpire for many years, retired at the close of last season. Here's a payoff pitch. Low, and Cranesville draws a walk. I'll bring up Cleon Jones. It's the first time the Mets have had a base runner since the second inning last night when Svoboda got a base hit. Because after that, Jim Maloney pitched perfect baseball. And Sammy Ellis tonight had retired four consecutive batters until Cranesville drew his walk. Cleon Jones up, hitting 304 with two homers and 12 runs batted in. Johnny Edwards walks a few steps out in front of the plate, looking into the dugout, and Don Hefner is repositioning his outfielders. He wants his right fielder, Archansky, moved over toward the line. He's playing Cleon Jones to go to the opposite field. Of course, Don Hefner would know these mud ball players as well as anybody. For the last 2 years, he was a Mets coach. Now the pitch. And it's low for a ball. We've started to say that last year, Jack O'Connell retired. There had been the discussion about seniority because while Barlick began as a National League umpire before Conlon did, 1957, Barlick was out of action with a heart condition for the year. Here's a 1-0 pitch, and it's high for a ball. 2-0. Leon Jones at the plate with one man out and a runner at first. Cincinnati leading the Mets by a score of 1-0 in the bottom half of the second inning. First baseman Don Pavletic holds against the runner Cranesville. The 2-0 delivery to Jones. Swung on it on the ground to Cook. Could be a double play. Cardenas over to Rose for one. Throw to first. A double play. So the side is retired. It goes 6-4-3 if you're scoring. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. Score at the end of two full innings is the Reds 1 and the Mets nothing. One of the big, big occasions at Jay Stadium each year is the occasion when the old-timers come back to play a brief game and to be introduced to the fans. It's always a nostalgic occasion. Good day for fathers to bring sons out and show them who the heroes were in their day. Well, this year it's going to be observed at night. Instead of Old Timers Day, it'll be Old Timers Night on Saturday, July 30th. And the number one guest of honor will be the Met's greatest old timer, Casey Stengel, because that will be Casey's 76th birthday. And in honor of Casey, the 1950 All-Star baseball game will be reenacted. That was the first one that Casey ever managed in. It was a 14-inning classic. Ralph Steiner hit a home run to tie it up in the ninth inning, and then Red Chamgate hit a home run to win it for the National Leaguers in the 14th. Leo DeRocher, who is bringing his Chicago Cubs in for a regularly scheduled game that night, will manage the National Leaguers. Casey will manage the American Leaguers. That's Saturday evening, July 30th. Old Timers Night tickets are now on sale. Coming in here now for the play-by-play, Mr. Ralph Steiner.
Thank you, Lindsay. Night, everyone. And what do you mean by old timers? It's the top of the third. A 1-0 game. The Reds lead, and the first batter up will be Pete Rose for Cincinnati. And Jack Hamilton's first pitch is hit down the first, taken by Dick Stewart with a backhand slap. He makes it to the bag in time for the out. So in the second and now in the third, the first man up has hit the first pitch. After Hamilton in the first was wild and walked three batters, the fourth in one run with one of the walks. That'll bring up Mabel Pinch from the center fielder. Mabel lined out the left field his first time up. He went loose from the walk his first time up. So his average now dipping under 274, the average 11 he came into the game. And a swing of a change up at strike one. Pinch with a hard swing. Now Jack Hamilton in front with a one strike count. Reds lead 1-0. They have one run on two hits. Pitch back to the plate to stall the ball. It's one ball and one strike. Pinson batting 333 at one time. Through last year, the last 27 games of last year, and this year he had hit in 31 consecutive ball games. That pitch back is rolling inside. It's down two. The all time record, as you all know, is held by Joe DiMaggio, who had in 56 consecutive games. Two balls, one strike. Hamilton back again. And a changeup in the swing on earth. Two balls, two strikes. Benson, a very fast runner. Infield has to shorten up. The outfield playing straight away, not too deep. Pitch back is low and away, and it's ball three. And Jack Hamilton has gone all the way with Beta Benson. The on deck batter is the first baseman, Don Pavletti. One, and that's nothing. We're in the top of the third, one man out. And the 3-2 pitch to Pinson is taken low and away, and it's ball four. And Jack Hamilton has now walked his fourth man in this game. Pinson at first base, one out, and the batter at the first baseman, Don Pavletti. Don Singles to right field his first time up on a 3-2 pitch. He's batting 328. Had a home run in last night's game. The run is total to three. He has driven in eight runs. Don is basically a catcher. He's played three games at first base this year, including today's game. Pitches inside and Pavletti takes the pitch and now steps out of the batter's box and looks down at the coach at third base for any further shots. One strike down on the scoreboard. Throw to first base. Play tag made by Dick Stewart. Beta Pinson just barely off the bag when the throw was made there. Beta, good base runner. And the next pitch is a curveball that breaks in. Curveball at the knees. A good wide-breaking curve by Jack Hamilton. That is one of the few that Jack has thrown in this ballgame. He has been relying mainly on fastballs. Reds think he might have thrown a spitter to him. He had the ball looked at a couple of times. Now Hamilton steps up again, and the pitch back to the plate is swung on a miss. And he's down now one ball and two strikes. First pitch, scoreboard had up as a strike, but we didn't see Al Bartik's hand go up, and that's why I had some hesitancy about calling the pitch. And now it's been proven out that it was called a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch back, and Curry will play in a nice strike three, and Jack Hamilton picks up his first strikeout in the ballgame, his second out here in the top of the third, and it will bring up our champ team. Reds leading 1-0. Hard walk in four pitches his first time up to keep his average at .379. He's had six home runs and he has driven in 12 runs. He's been at bat 29 times. A lot throw to first base. Stewart makes the tag, but no defense was on the bag. Sansky has good power. Left hand on. So this time hard to first. And Vincent just dives in and held it down. Throw is up a little bit too high, but that been down low. They might have had him. Vincent has one stolen base this year. Pitch to the plate is high and outside. It's ball one. That's ball missing. Jansky earned a stay with Cincinnati last year with a great spring. Got a 1-0 pitch. It's hit foul out of play. Sonny was out of 1-1. Today's a club in home runs with a six. New five. With runs batted in. And second place on the Reds with Tony Perez, who normally plays at first base. Tony's out with a bad shoulder. Club leader in that department is Pete Rose with 14. Reds have a team batting average of .241. From the first base, Simpson back without a tag. Throw back in by Stewart was offline. He had no chance to make it down. Ball is down and in towards home plate. One ball, one strike. Hamilton sets up again. And the pitch. Get out to left field. Coming in, the left fielder Eddie Greenball. And he makes the catch. No runs, no hits, no errors, a walk, and a man left on base. And the score at the end of 2.5. The Reds won, the Mets nothing. What do Mexican street musicians do when they get thirsty? Listen, you'll find out.
Let's take a look at a typical morning at your house. Dad has just left for work. And the lady of the house is just about to settle down the youngest member of the tribe. Yeah, he's all settled down now. Now you've just made very short work of all the breakfast dishes. Now you're all set to relax with music on the Jerry Ducey Show. I'm here every day at 8:10 of the dial from 10:15 to 11:30. I wish you'd listen in. It'll help keep a young fellow off the street. That's me.
By Jack Hamilton, who is dueling with Sammy Ellis. Sammy has given up no runs. He has not allowed a hit so far in pitching to six batters. He has walked one and struck out one. Double play, we got to decide 1-2-3 after the walk, if you want to go that far, in the second. First batter will be Roy McMillan, then Jerry Grody, and then the pitcher Jack Hamilton. And the right-hander with his first pitch, it's in for ball strike. Roy, a right-hand batter, hitting .143. He's had 10 base hits this year and 70 times up. And the pitch back to him is inside. This time a fastball. One ball, one strike. Roy's driven in four runs. He has no home runs. Has two base hits. All of his extra base hits. Roy had one home run this spring. When one pitch is fouled out of play. Ball coming over the top. It's one ball and two strikes. Oh, we're loaded with banners here tonight. What a few fraternity banners around. Three brothers and all. Ground ball hit down to the right side of second base. He throws, moves to his right, comes up with the ball, gets the ball in front of him, throws over to first base for the out. One away in the bottom half of the third. The Reds lead 1-0, and it brings up Jerry Grody. Jerry batting .261. He has 12 hits. He's been about 46 times. Two extra base hits, both doubles. And he has driven in one run. Yeah,
Sammy Ellis, big jaw right-hander with a record of 1-5 this year. And his first pitch is a big overhand curve. It's in for call strike. Final game of the series tomorrow. It'll be Jack Fisher against Jim O'Toole. One strike pitch. Third ball, this one in the dirt. One ball, one strike. It'll be a day game tomorrow. Game time will be at 2 o'clock. And the Mets take for four Greeley's line. Go West, young man. Out to San Francisco, Houston, and Los Angeles. One ball, one strike. The pitcher checking the swing line right by Jack Hamilton in the on-deck circle and off the front of the dugout. Ball bouncing back in the playing field. 1-2. One thing about Jack, nothing phases him at all. That ball is right over the top of his head. Might have been even closer than that. Might have gone right by him. Jack swings the bat in the on-deck circle. 1-2 pitch, grounded out toward the first base side of second base. Fielded by Steve Rose back in the grass. A good play. This throw to first base picks up the second out here in the bottom half of the third. And it brings up Jack Hamilton. Jack and Sammy Ellis still leading so far in the ballgame. It's a 1-0 game in favor of the Reds. Jack has had 2 hits and 14 times up, and he fouls the first pitch out of play. One strike, John. Johnny Everett's coming all the way back to see if he could get to the ball, but he couldn't get to it. The ball going about 5 or 6 rows back in the stand. One strike, John. And Sammy Ellis back to work. Next pitch is a curveball. Hamilton sort of moving away, takes a halfway swing at it, fouls it down the dirt. It's strike two. Jack was starting to bail out, saw the ball break, and then tried to stay in and still hit the ball. So Sammy Ellis is at a 2-strike count with 2 out in the bottom half of the third. Reds lead 1-0. And the right-hander back again with a good curve, a swing and a miss, strike three. Sammy picking up his second strikeout in the ballgame, both coming on curveballs. And he has now worked through the entire batting order without giving up a base hit or a run. And the score at the end of 3, the Reds won, and that's nothing. And now a word from Coolfield King.
So you're a specialist, well, so is WGY. WGY caters to almost all of you who have an outstanding interest. Does the first blade of green grass head you for your gardening gear? Then tune in Garden Talk at 9:30 every Saturday morning. Ernie Tatro will be by the telephone along with Bill Starr and Don Christman of the Quality Bulb and Garden Center to answer your questions and help solve your gardening problems. Bill does the sport of King, so does Howard Tupper. He shares his enthusiasm and his knowledge with you every Monday through Friday at 6:15 on Track Talk. Enjoy the intriguing behind-the-scenes view of Raking with Tupper every evening. If you're a jazz connoisseur, Tuesday evening at 8:15 is going to be the high spot of your week. Just Jazz with Randy English is just that. From Dixieland to real cool jazz, the listening Tuesday night is fabulous. If you're a specialist, remember, so is WGY, a specialist to bring you the best in information and entertainment all day long.
It's the top of the fourth. The Reds leading by a score of 1-0 as they come up against Jack Hamilton for their fourth try. Reds scored a run in the first when Pete Rose walked. He then was moved to third when Don Pavletti singled the right field on a 3-2 pitch. And our Stransky walks to load up the bases. And then Darren Johnson walks the fourth in the run. Hamilton has given up one run, allowed 2 hits. One hit to Pavletic, the other hit going to Johnny Edwards. And now he'll be pitching to Darren Johnson. The first pitch lined over second base in the center field that they hit. So Darren, who walked in the 3-2 pitch to drive in a run, now gets on first base, hitting the first pitch, which the Reds have done in the last 3 innings. There's him up with 2 base hits and an out, hitting the very first pitch of the inning. That'll bring up Leo Carson, the shortstop. Leo popped it short, but the base was loaded in the first for the final out of the inning. Reds lead 1-0. Aaron Johnson at first base with a short lead. The first pitch by Hamilton from the stretch position is high and tight at ball one. Reds have had base runners in every inning of this ball game. We're in the top of the fourth, no one out. Now Hamilton sets again. And his pitch back to the plate is a fastball over the outside corner, a called strike. Hamilton's had a good fastball, but he has been missing. Going to 3-2 on many batters. He has given up three walks on 3-2 pitches. Also a single. Now at 1-1, the pitch to the plate is swung on and missed. This one he had right on by Cardenas as he swung after the ball was in the catcher's glove. So it's one ball and two strikes. Seen some hard throwers in Jim Maloney and Jack Hamilton in the first two games of this three-game series. Maloney blazing fast. 1-2 pitch is flatter. That pitch foul out of the way. And on the swing, Leo Cardenas had to throw his bat at the ball to get a piece of it. He now goes out to pick up his bat, which was about 40 feet in front of home plate. Jack Hamilton saw it there and just turned his back and walked to the mound. There's no courtesy in baseball. In fact, most managers frown on it. They don't like to have even the batter pick up the catcher's mask after he has chased a foul ball. This is supposed to be a battle. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch to Cardenas. The side-on pitch it down to a third. It's a fair ball, a tough play for Vasu. He throws over the second base and it was in the dirt. Picked up by Ron Hunt for the fourth place there. So a fine play by Ron Hunt as he made the fourth play there. Getting the lead runner, Darren Johnson at second. That ball was in the dirt and a tough play all the way around. Vasu had to move over in the foul territory to come up with the ball. Then he flipped underhandedly to second base where Ron Hunt dug it out. Exchanging at first base, Leo Cardenas. Now the batter will be Johnny Edwards. Johnny had a base hit his first time up. He's batting 203. And the first pitch is almost a wild pitch. Jerry Jody had to move out quickly to catch it with one hand high and away. Cardenas at first base, a good base runner. He has one stolen base. Reds lead 1-0. Leo bluffs is going, and the pitch to the plate is high. Curveball, missing ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Two balls, no strikes. Cardenas standing still at first. He's not going. The pitch is almost a wild pitch again. Way outside, and high at ball three. So Jack Hamilton is at 3-0 on Johnny Edwards. One man out. We're in the top of the fourth. The Reds lead 1-0. And the on-deck batter, the pitcher, Sammy Ellis. Now Jack steps again. And the pitch to the plate. High and away. It's ball four. So four. Four in a row to watch Johnny Edwards. That moves Leo Cardenas down to second base in scoring position. And with one man out, the batter will be Sammy Ellis. And he's being called over towards the third base coach, Dave Bristol, for a little conversation there while Jerry Goody talks with Jack Hamilton. Three of Jack's pitches were almost wild pitches in that last sequence. Fifth walk given up by Jack. And now Sam Ellis, the left-hand batter, stepping in. Sam bunted into a double play his first time up. Has two hits and 13 times up. His first pitch is bunted on, back to the mound. A chance at third. The throw there does not go, and now to first base. And the ball is dropped by Ron Hunt, but the out call is given as Ron was coming off, and we're going to have an argument. First base umpire, Artie Donatelli, did indicate that he dropped the ball throwing, and now Don Hefner thinking the call had been an out call. Goes on back as Don Kelly says it was not an out call. Here comes Les Westrum to argue. Going to be charged in there on Ron Hunt as Donatelli had both sides confused there as he gave a call that looked like an odd call, which would indicate that he had thought that Ron, coming off the bag, dropped the ball and throwing. And now Donatelli has indicated he did not give that call, and Wes Westrum is arguing that he did. On that bunt, it was a hard bunt back to the mound, and Jack Hamilton picked it up and looked at third and had a play there. He had a very good chance to get the man there. He did not throw there. He wheeled around and then threw to first base. The throw was a difficult throw to handle as Ron Hunt came over to first base. It was in toward the runner, and Ron dropped the ball. So now the Reds have the bases loaded. Enterprise is credited for Sammy Ellis's record. The batter is Tommy Helms, and the first pitch of the curve that breaks over and in for a call strike. Tommy is 0 for 2 in the game. Bases loaded, the Mets playing their infield back, hoping for the double play, with the exception of Dick Stewart, who is playing in at first. Helms batting 243, a right-hand batter. Reds lead 1-0. And the pitch to play again occurred, this one low and away. That evens out at 1-1. One ball, one strike, one man out, top of the fourth. The Mets trying to fight their way out of this jam. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It's outside, ball two. Well, now Jack Hamilton has got two balls and one strike. Mets have their bullpen up again. Gordon Richardson warming up in the bullpen, a left-hander. Hamilton gets the sign, goes into the short windup, comes in with a fastball, hit down to third, a play at the plate, a fourth place there. And no play on, and the fourth play is picked up at the plate. And the Mets now have picked up their second out, and the runners move up. Over towards and getting to third base, Johnny Edwards. Sammy Ellis is on at second base, and Tommy Helms is at first base with Pete Rose coming up. A left-hand batter against the right-hand pitcher has scored the only run in the ball game. He walked in the first and scored when Darren Johnson walked with the bases loaded. And the first pitch by Hamilton is outside of ball one. He's batting 271. Hamilton back with the 1-0 pitch. It's swung on him. It's a hard, vicious swing. And the count now, one ball, one strike. He could not swing any harder than that. He had that one in sight, but couldn't get it. And at 1-1, Hamilton with a fastball that's low. Two balls, one strike. Second time in the ballgame, the Reds have had the bases loaded. First time is in the first. Now 2-1, Hamilton back again, and a changeup, a hit foul. Good pitch by Hamilton, rolls out in front, fouled the ball off. So Jack now has even the count, two balls and two strikes, with two men out here in the top of the fourth. Jerry Grody with the signs out to the mound, and the pitch to the plate. It's one run, and this is checking out. Hamilton getting his second strikeout of the game with the bases loaded to retire the side. In the inning, no runs, one hit, one error, a walk, and three men left on, and the score. At the end of 3.5 innings, the Reds won, and that's nothing. What does Mr. Donahue do when his daughter and her bowl take over the living room? Listen.
Oh, his name is Tim McGuire, and I'll quickly tell to you, tis me sister he admires, and she's young of who. She's fair and fast and forty, and believe me when I say, every time that he comes walking, her he can hear his mother say.
Get up from the fire, get up and give the man a seat. Don't you see, it's Mr. McGuire, right? He's going to get you paid. You know pretty well, he owns a farm a little way out of town. When you get up out of here, be paid, and you'll let Mr. McGuire sit down.
And in New York City, when Johnny gives up his chair, father too may retire from the scene for some peace and quiet and Rheingold Extra Dry. Maybe it's our double fermentation he's fond of, but whatever it is, we must be doing something right.
Will you get up out of there? Be taking a year and let Mr. McGuire sit down.
Bottom half of the fourth, the Mets coming up as they trail 1-0. And right now we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is the voice of the Mets in the Great Northeast, WGY Schenectady, the smoothest sound around. The time, 3 minutes past nine.
Ralph Guy Kiner, along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from Shea Stadium. Ron Hunt will lead off for the Mets here in the bottom half of the fourth as they trail 1-0. Ron batting against Sammy Ellis for the second time in the game. His first time up, he's flat out to right field, and his average now at 315. Ron out for the first time, and his first time at batting quite some time. He had reached base safely in his first time at batting each of his last five ball games. At 4 hits and a walk. He takes the first pitch for strike. Sammy Ellis, who has struck out two, walked one, now comes back again. And the pitch is fouled away at strike two. Sam has retired the first nine batters. He walked one in the second, but got a double play to make it three batters in the second. Now pitching to the leadoff man for the second time in the game. It'll be Ron Hunt, Ed Basu, and Johnny Lewis for the right-hander. Two strike downs. Ron Hunt waiting patiently. Now Ellis back again. And the pitch is high and tight into the chin of Ron. Got one ball, two strikes. Well, the Houston Astros run a doubleheader. They're in second place and have picked up a full game in the Giants. They trail by two. They beat the Cubs 5-1 and 4-2. 1-2 pitch to Ron, and it's hit high in the air on the first base side. Don Pavletic, the first baseman, by the bag, and he makes the catch. Well, Sammy Ellis gets his first out in the bottom half of the fourth. The Reds lead 1-0 with Eddie Basu coming up for the Mets. Eddie grounded out to short his first time up. His average now 195. And the first pitch is high. It's ball one. Houston got winning efforts from Dave Jesse and also from Robin Roberts over the Cubs. Cubs losing pitchers were Ernie Broglio and Dick Ellsworth. Next pitch is hit out toward left center field. Luke out there coming strongly. They defensive. He can't get to it. Darren Johnson cuts it off, and the throw-in stops. Eddie Basu at first base, but the Mets have their first hit. Getting their first hit, but one out in the bottom half of the fourth. And it brings up Johnny Lewis. Johnny struck out, swinging his first time up. Batting 255. And the first pitch for left-hand batters inside is ball one. Reds lead 1-0. The Mets with a tying run at first base. Reds going to run in the first inning to get out in front. They've been threatening all through the ball game. Now the Mets have their first base runner on a base hit. So the first base cases the two back. No tag made by Pavletic. Sammy Ellis in the set position. His pitch to the plate. Hit hard to right field down the line. Good ball for extra bases. Coming around from first base is Eddie Basu. He's going to score. Going toward third base, Johnny Lewis. Still gets away, but Keith is going to send him in. Here comes Johnny Lewis, and he scores. The play as the Mets take the lead by scoring two runs. Their lead now 2-1 is that Johnny Lewis gets credit for a triple. It's his first this year. He does not get a run batted in as an error has been charged to Pete Rose, letting the throw get away. The error allowing Johnny Lewis to come all the way around. John did get one run batted in, of course, driving in the runner from first base, but he did not get a home run inside the box. Eddie Basu scoring from first base with a tying run, and then Johnny following up his triple, scoring on the air. Now the pitch to Dick Stewart as he comes in, is taken high, and it's ball one. hit a soft line drive to right fielder's first time up. He swings and grounds the ball down in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Good with one home run and two runs out of him. On an average of 130. One ball, one strike. Sammy Ellis pitching to Dick Stewart. And the next pitch is a slider swung on a net, strike two. One ball and two strikes. One man out, bottom half of the fourth. The Mets have taken the lead, 2-1. And now Sammy Ellis back again. And the pitch is low at ball two. Two balls, two strikes. That's putting back-to-back bases. Their first two in the ballgame. The score, two runs with the aid of the air by Pedro. The second of swing, he did not go too far. It's ball three. Reds didn't like the call. Sammy Ellis coming down off the mound to say something to Al Barton. Al also got a nod from Augie Donatelli, the first base umpire, as he looked that way. I don't know if he requested any help. Augie nodded his head. No, he did not go through. So it's 3-2. Dick Stewart the batter. And Sammy Ellis tries again. And he misses for ball four. Second walk given up by Sammy Ellis, and both coming on 3-2 pitches. And the Mets now have Stewart at first base with Eddie Greenpool batting. One man out, bottom half of the fourth. The Mets lead 2-1. Greenpool batting 200 with four home runs and 13 runs batted in. And the first pitch to Greenpool is low and it's ball one. Stewart is not being held on at first base by the first baseman Don Pavletti, which is not figured to be running. At the end of three, the Cardinals 2, Philadelphia nothing. Bob Gibson against Jim Bunning. His back is hit foul down on the first base side. You can't even doubt it, 1-1. At the end of 3.5 innings, Atlanta nothing, Pittsburgh nothing. Ken Johnson against Vernon Law. Vern putting his uniform on for the first time after being on the disabled list for quite some time. In that ball game, time has been called because of rain. Also scheduled, the Giants against the Dodgers in Los Angeles. Incidentally, the Dodgers won an extra innings last night, 2-1. Next pitch to Greenpool is at foul on the left side. That goes to 1-2. In the American League, the Yankees at Detroit. Mel Sotomayor pitching for New York against Mickey Lovick. No score after 2.5. Washington playing in Cleveland. Richard against Sonny Cooper. Time has been called that ball game. At the end of four, Boston 1, Baltimore nothing. Wilson against Palmer. And it's why not here at California 1, Kansas City 1 after 3. Lopez against Hunter. And Chicago scheduled in Minnesota. Peters against Grant. Now a swing and it's strike three. Eddie Greenpool is out. Eddie was trying to check, but he went on through, and the strikeout for Sammy Ellis is third in the ballgame. He now has two men out in the bottom half of the fourth. The Mets have Dick Stewart at first base. They lead 2-1, and the batter's Cleon Jones. Cleon hit into a double play his first time. I hit the ball well to short. And his average now at even 300. First pitch by Sammy Ellis. Too low at the ball. One ball, no strike. Ellis back again. And the pitch is popped up to shallow center. Vada Benson waiting for it as he moves on in. Dick Stewart going around second base on his way to third, but to no avail as Benson makes the catch to reach out of the side. In the inning, though, the Mets take the lead by scoring two runs on two hits. There was one error. One man left on base as a result of a walk and a score. At the end of four, the Mets 2, the Reds 1. Now, once again, here's Lindsey Nelson. All right, Ralph, the Mets will be leaving town after tomorrow's afternoon game here with the Reds. And they'll be going to San Francisco, to Houston, and to Los Angeles, and then they'll come back to City Stadium for a big Memorial Day doubleheader here on Monday,
May 30th against the Philadelphia Phillies of manager Gene Martin. Bills will be on the 31st for a night game. And then the Pittsburgh Pirates come in on June 1st, 2nd. It is a night game on the 1st and a night game on the 2nd. Then the Los Angeles Dodgers come to Shea Stadium for their first time this year. The Dodgers in on Friday night, June 3rd, Saturday afternoon, June 4th, and a Sunday doubleheader on June 5th. The 6th is off, and then the Atlanta Braves come back to Shea Stadium for their second time this year. Night games on the 7th and 8th and 9th of June. Then the Cincinnati Reds will be back here on the 10th, 11th, and 12th. So it's a big, big homestand. With the Cardinals coming in for a twilight doubleheader on June 13th and an afternoon game on the 14th. Tickets are now on sale for any or all of those games. As we go to the fifth inning, Vader Pinson, left-hand batter is up. Jack Hamlin pitches outside for ball one. Four inning total for the Mets, two runs on two hits and one error. For the Cincinnati Reds, one run on three hits and one error. Jack Hamlin again starts to work. The pitch to Pinson, and it's on away for a ball. 2-0. Hamlin has walked five here tonight in the first four innings. He lost three men in the first inning. One in the third and one in the fourth. Then started struggling along. Here's a pitch high, so he goes behind Pinson now. Three balls and no strike. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-1. With Pinson at the plate, Don Pavletic is swinging about on deck. Pinson all set to take here. Here's a 3-0 delivery. And it is low and away. He takes and walks. That is the sixth base on balls issued tonight by Jack Hamlin, who has struck out two. And it is the third time tonight that the Cincinnati Reds have managed to get their leadoff man on base in an inning. Don Pavletic has singled a right and struck out swinging so far in this game. Hamlin working off the stretch with Stewart holding against the runner at first base. And the pitch hits Pavletic in the back as he turns and went down to third. He's all right. He gets up. Goes to first, and Pinson moves to second. So quickly, the Reds have runners at first and second. Nobody out, and Art Shamsky coming up. Left-hand batter who has walked and flied to left. Hey, this looks like a good time to light up a cool, the most refreshing taste of smoking today. Cool Silver King. They have two on right now with nobody out. It's Shamsky. Hit in the air on the right field line, a foul ball into the deep and out of play for strike one. So Shamsky at the plate, Darren Johnson is waiting on deck. Gordon Richardson is up and throwing again in the bullpen for the Mets. Hamlin now checks, deals a pitch, and it is high to throw the second, not in time. Shamsky was around in bunting position, but pulled the bat off the ball. It's 1-1. And Jerry Gordy fired that ball down to McMillan. At second, Vader Pinson has taken a good lead off in anticipation of the bunt possibility. 1-1, the count to Shamsky. He looks down to Coach Dave Brisk in the third to see if he's bunting, or if he's free to swing away here. This will be a 1-1 pitch. He's passed the bunt, takes high to win again to throw the second. To McMillan, and again, Vader Pinson is back safely. Two balls and one strike. Up and set with runners leading at first and second. The 2-1 delivery. Low and away. So now Hamlin is down behind Chesky. Three balls and one strike. That plate has moved around all night long on Jack Hamlin. And manager Wes Weston comes out of the dugout and goes to the mound. Dennis Ryband is up and throwing in the bullpen along with Gordon Richardson. And now catcher Jerry Gordy is getting called to the mound as well. The Reds have Vader Pinson at second, Don Pavletic at first, nobody out. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-1, and the count to Shamsky at the plate is three balls and one strike. The conference at the mound breaks up, and Weston goes back to the dugout. Shamsky settles himself back into the batter's box, left-hand batter. Right-hand pitcher, Jack Hamlin, is up and set. 3-1 delivery. Hit in the air to left field, and Cranefield's going back and over, and he makes the catch. Plays it back and runners hold, one away. Off the bat of the left-hand batter, that ball was tearing away from Greenfield. He was going back and over. He almost went too far back and had to make the catch about knee height as he reached down to get it. Runners returning, no advance, one away. That'll bring up Darren Johnson. It's the first time the Cranesville has played the outfield since April 17th. Darren Johnson has walked with the bases loaded to drive and a run in the first inning and lined a single right in the fourth inning. Johnson is hitting 154 for the season. Again, Hamilton checked. Here's a pitch. Hit deep to right field. Johnny Lewis racing back, but this one will go to the wall. Off the wall in play. In comes Bob Lewis coming back. One run is coming in. And held up at third base is Don Pavletic. It is a double off the wall and right for Darren Johnson. Play defense has scored, and it's a 2-2 ball game. Darren Johnson with his second run batted in really ripped that one. And here comes Wes Westrom out of the dugout, headed for the mound. His second time out in the inning, a change is mandatory when he crosses the first base line. He has crossed it now, so there will be a pitching change. That will be all for Jack Hamilton, who will be leaving the game with a score tied 2-2, and he will be responsible for the runners on second and third. Darren Johnson hit that ball over the head of Johnny Lewis, off the right field wall on the fly, and it evaded Lewis coming back. One run scored. Hamilton has walked six, struck out two, and the sixth walk is just one shy of the Met club record, held by Roger Craig, who walked seven in 1962 in a game. And now the gate opens out in right field, and coming on is Gordon Richardson. So the left-hander will be taking over here. Two pitch to Leo Cardenas will be coming up with runners at second and third and one man out. Hamilton will be leaving after having pitched four and a third inning.
Richardson walking in now, as Hamilton has already left and gone into the dugout. And while he warms up in the National League this afternoon, the Houston Astros took both ends of a doubleheader from the Chicago Cubs, 5-1 and 4-2. Dave Justy got the win in the first game, Ernie Brolio took the loss. Lee May and Rusty Staub had homers in the second game. Robin Roberts got the win. Dick Ellsworth took the loss. John Bateman and Adolfo Phillips had home run. At the end of five innings tonight, the St. Louis Cardinals 3 and the Philadelphia Phillies nothing. Bob Gibson for St. Louis. Jim Bunning for the Phillies. Ray Kelf in the sixth inning. Charlie Smith homered in the fourth inning with nobody on for the Cardinals. At the end of three and a half innings, Atlanta nothing, Pittsburgh Pirates nothing, and time has been called in Pittsburgh because of rain. Must be raining out in that general direction because time was called in Cleveland after two and a half innings. At Pittsburgh tonight, Ken Johnson started for Atlanta. Vernon Law for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Giants play the Dodgers in a later start. Last night, the Dodgers won 2-1 in 13 innings. In the American League, the New York Yankees are at Detroit, and the warm-ups are Mel Stottlemyre for the Yankees and Mickey Lolich for the Detroit Tigers. Washington and Cleveland, no score at the end of two and a half. Seabrook against Sonny Seabrook. Time called rain. The end of five innings of play. The Boston Red Sox won. The Baltimore Orioles won. Earl Wilson against Jim Palmer. First game of a twilight doubleheader. Kansas City 5. California Angels 1 at the end of four innings of play. Lopez against Hunter. Stanford relieved Lopez in the fourth inning. At the end of an inning, the Minnesota Twins 2. The Chicago White Sox nothing. Gary Peters against Jim Gretz. Herman Killebrew hovered in the first with one on. Leo Cardenas up, and he's being intentionally walked. With first base open here, Here's the pitch outside for ball two. Leo Cardenas is being intentionally walked on instructions from the manager. That'll bring up Johnny Edwards with the bases loaded. Ball three to Cardenas. And ball four. So Cardenas gets rid of the bat. Goes down to first, and they're loaded up with one away, and left-hand batter Johnny Edwards coming up here. He has singled and walked so far in the game. Gordon Richardson is making his seventh appearance of the season, all in relief. He has a record of no wins and one loss. Pavletic at third, Johnson at second, Cardenas at first. Edwards at the plate with one man out. The score is tied, 2-2. Gordon Richardson pitches low for a ball. Again, the left-hander looks in for a sign. Left-hand pitcher working to the left-hand batter here. And it's low for a ball. Richardson goes behind. Two balls and no strikes. Darren Johnson drew a walk with the bases loaded in the first inning to drive in a run. Edwards at the plate with a count of 2-0 and the bases loaded here in the top half of the fifth inning. Pitch is low, and now Gordon Richardson has gone behind Edwards, three balls and no strikes. So he is one pitch away from walking in the go-ahead run. Pitcher Sammy Ellis is on deck. Here's a 3-0 delivery. Low, he walks, and it forces in a run, and the Reds take a lead by a score of 3-2. Johnny Edwards gets a run batted in. That run statistically is charged against Jack Hamilton. Sammy Ellis coming up, bases still loaded, one man out. The book on Hamilton right now, 4 1/3 innings, allowed 3 runs on 4 hits, struck out 2, walked 6. Still responsible for Darren Johnson, who has moved around to third base. Pitches low and away for a ball. That is 9 consecutive balls thrown by Gordon Richardson since he came in. Of course, the first 4 were intentional. Then he walked Johnny Edwards on 4 pitch balls, and now has started off 1-0 with Sammy Ellis, the left-hand batter. The Reds 3, the Mets 2. Dennis Ryband is up and throwing in the Mets bullpen. 1-0 pitch, and it is blown away, and Jerry Grody had to move way out. Love it, and here comes Wes Westrum. He's going to make a change. The sign has gone to the bullpen. Gordon Richardson is going to leave this ball game without ever having thrown a strike. He's gone 2-0, and the sign has gone to the bullpen for right-hander Dennis Ryback. Base is loaded, one man out. Westrum is there now waiting for Ryback to come on in. So that will be all for Richardson, as Ryband will be coming in to make his 8th appearance of the season. He had one start, which he won 5-1 over the Chicago Cubs. His other appearance is in relief. He has a record of 1 win and no losses.
Thank you.
Dr. Peter Lamont, the team physician, injected the left elbow and recommended that McGraw not work for at least 15 days. And accordingly, tomorrow, the commissioner's office will be requested to put McGraw on the disabled list. Right now, as Dennis Ryban has come in here to warm up, we're going to step out for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
810 on your dial, WGY Schenectady, the voice of the Mets in the Great Northeast. A General Electric station. The time now is 9:30.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner here at Shea Stadium in New York, where the Cincinnati Reds have taken a 3-2 lead over the Mets. The Reds still have the bases loaded. There's only one man out. And Dennis Ryband has come in here. He'll be working to Cincinnati pitcher Sammy Ellis, who is a left-hand batter. And he'll be working with a count of two balls and no strikes. If he should walk Ellis, the walk would be charged against Gordon Richardson. If he could strike him out or otherwise retire it, it would be credited to Ryband. And we're about set to go as Ellis settles himself into the batter's box. Ryban looks to Jerry Grody to get a sign. This will be a 2-0 pitch. Ryban pumps and pitches. And it's low for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. So the Mets are one pitch away from walking in yet another run with the bases loaded. Ryban with his 3-0 delivery. In there for a ball strike. It's 3-1 to Sammy Ellis. Ellis was bluffing down toward first. Steps back in now. This will be a 3-1 pitch. And it's in for a ball strike two. 3-2. Tommy Helms is waiting on deck. Ellis steps back and now up into the batter's box. This will be a payoff pitch with the bases loaded. And it's in for a call, strike three. So Ryback strikes out Ellis. Two away, and Tommy Helms is coming up now. Grounded out, fly it out, and hit into a force play. He's a right-hand batter. Mets are not out of the woods by a long shot yet because the bases are loaded. Ryback working straight away with a pitch that is hit up the middle, and it is McMillan over, and he throws it back to second. He's safe, and a run scored. It is a base hit. The bases still are loaded, and the run scored. That ball was hit right back through the box. McMillan got over and cut it off behind the bag of second, and the only play he had was a flip back to second as Hunt. And it was handled, but just not in time. All hands are safe. The run scores, and the Reds lead by a score of 4-2. A base hit and a run batted in for Tommy Helms, and Pete Rose comes up. That run also is charged against Jack Hamilton. The book is closed now on Hamilton. 4 1/3 innings, 4 runs, 4 hits. Struck out 2, walks 6. Pete Rose up, left-hand batter, bases loaded, two men out. Here's a swing and a looper in the left, and Cranepool is there, and he makes the catch. So, 9 men went to the plate in the inning for the Cincinnati Reds as they picked up a total of 3 runs. They had 2 hits. There were no errors, and for the third time tonight, they left 3 men out. Of course, the end of 4.5 innings is the Reds 4, the Mets 2.
That's bugles and drums, and you'll hear that each evening Monday through Friday at 5:45 on WGY when I bring you Spotlight on Sports. the only full 15-minute radio program in the area devoted exclusively to sports news of the day. This is Bill Carpenter inviting you to hear Sports Spotlight each day and to tune in Mondays and Thursdays at 5 minutes past 7 p.m. for two new programs of auto racing news, Northeast Racing Roundup on Mondays and Speedway Highlights on Thursdays. And these programs are only part of WGY's extensive and intensive coverage of sports. Monday through Friday at 6:15, horse racing fans will like Howard Tupper's Track Talk. Golf enthusiasts will enjoy Bill Edwardson's Golf Talk on Thursdays at 6:35 p.m. with questions from golfers and answers from pros. All this plus Mets baseball and national sports coverage from NBC on WGY, your reliable station for sports in 26 counties of New York and New England.
The bottom half of the fifth inning now, and the New York Mets trail by two runs. They will send up Roy McMillan, who's been up one time and grounded out second to first. Danny Ellis started. He's been in all the way for the Cincinnati Reds. The Mets did not get a hit off Danny Ellis until the fourth inning, when with one man out for two, single, and Johnny Lewis tripled onto the right field corner, and on the relay, an error was charged against Pete Rose as Johnny Lewis came all the way around and two runs scored. Here's a pitch to McMillan, low and away for a ball. Sammy Ellis has struck out three and walked two in this game tonight. He came into the game with a record of one win and five losses. Here is a 1-0 pitch, and it's in there for a call strike to McMillan. There's Jerry Grody waiting in the on-deck circle. This pitch is low and away. Two balls and one strike to Max. The Reds have four runs on five hits, and the Mets have two runs on two hits. One pitch. Swung on and foul back. Levels the count at two and two now to McMillan. Cincinnati Reds are playing McMillan straight away. McMillan himself spent 10 years in a uniform of the Cincinnati Reds. Turns at first and holds there. That ball really decked Sammy Ellis as he ended up in the dirt and getting out of the way of that line shot that low bridged him on the way to center field. Brushing the dirt off his uniform right now as McMillan blasted that ball back through the box and out into center field, and Sammy Ellis hit the deck. Lead off single for the Mets here. Brings up Jerry Grody, the catcher. He's been up one time and grounded out second to first. Leo Sargent comes over from his position at shortstop to say something to pitcher Sammy Ellis. And we're going to get a little action down to the Cincinnati bullpen for the first time tonight. Ellis now off the stretch. McMillan leading at first. The pitch is in for a call strike. And a drive out on deck has been called back by manager Westrom for a word, and now Ryback comes back on deck. Here's a pitch, and Grody is hit with a big ball and will go down to first base. He was turning inside and was hit by the pitch ball. He's all right. And Miller moving on to second. And Brenda Gus Mark pauses on the step. Coach Yogi Berra checks with Grody and says to Mark, he's all right. Grody doesn't need any medical attention, and the Mets get runners at first and second. And Dennis Ryman is coming up in what is here a sacrifice situation. The Mets trail by two runs. They have two runners aboard with nobody out. Ryman looks down to Whitey Herzog. The coach is third, the sign man for the Mets. Cincinnati Reds set up their defense against the punt. And the pitch. He squares and bunts the ball. Foul. Trying to push it down the third baseline. It is strike one. Reds are playing a defensive Pavletic, the first baseman charging. Pitcher Sammy Elliott coming off to cover on the third base side. And Tommy Helms hanging around the bag, hoping for the force there. Jan Ellis. Instead, here's the pitch. And it's bunted on and missed for strike two. Don Nottebohrt and Billy McCool are throwing in the Cincinnati bullpen. Nottebohrt and McCool. Well, let's see if manager Wes Westrum has Ryban playing all the way. Bunted on the first pitch and fouled it off. Bunted on the second and missed it. He squares the bunt. And it's in for a call, strike three. He didn't offer, and he's out on strike. That is the fourth strikeout for Sammy Ellis in the game. One away for the Mets here in the bottom of the fourth, and Ron Hunt is coming up. He has slid to right and popped out to first base so far tonight. The Reds four, the Mets two. Up and set, and the pitch is low for a ball. It's 1-0. Net runners leading at first and second. 1-0 pitch to Hunt. Hit on the ground, foul back at third. Coach Whitey Herzog fields it on the coaching mat and returns the ball to pitcher Sammy Ellis. That base runner Roy McMillan returns to second. Jerry Grody returns to first. Ellis again sets the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to center field. Made a defensive range is back. McMillan is tagging at second. Simpson makes the catch. McMillan comes on over to third now. No play on him there. And Cardenas tags the bag on an appeal, but umpire Stan Landis at second says McMillan did not leave early. He saved it there. Two men out, runners at first and third, and Ed Pursue is coming up. The Reds lead 4-2. Ron Hunt flying out to Pinson in center field. Pursue is 1-for-2 in tonight's game, and it scored one run. The Reds have scored four runs, two of them coming in circumstances of the batter drawing a walk to the bases loaded to force in a run. Pursue a right-hand batter facing right-hand pitcher, Sammy Ellis. Swing a foul ball on the right field line out of play. Strike one to Pursue with Johnny Lewis moving out to the on-deck circle. It was Pursue who delivered the first hit the Mets got tonight off Sammy Ellis in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Again, Ellis up and set. Strike one delivery. And it's high for a ball. 1-1. Pursue started to go late off at the last moment. The Reds are playing Pursue straight away. This is a 1-1 pitch. And it's in there for a call, strike two. 1-2. Pursue swinging the bat as he waits. This will be a 1-2 pitch. Swings and misses, and Sammy Ellis gets his fifth strikeout. Side is retired with no runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. Towards the end of five full innings is the Reds four and the Mets two. Well, as you know, some of the biggest days at Shea Stadium this year have been the fan club days. The days when fans can come out and meet their favorite ball player. Certain days and nights are designated as fan club days. For instance, tonight is Dick Stewart fan club night, and before the ball game, some 200 of Dick Stewart fans met him in the fan club room and talked to him. There is one May fan club date left. That is one more date in the month of May. That'll be on May 31st. Philadelphia Phillies will be in here for the regular scheduled game, and Jack Fisher will meet his fans on the 31st. There are six fan club dates in June. Now, the way it works, after you have entered Shea Stadium on a fan club date, you can visit your favorite player in the fan club room, but you must obtain fan club tickets in advance. And to do that, you write to Met Fan Club, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Or you can pick them up at any regular Met ticket outlet. For instance, on June 1st, Dennis Ryback will meet his fans. There'll be other June dates announced later. Choice box and reserve seat tickets are available to be purchased when you write in. But, we repeat, fan club tickets must be ordered in advance, even if you already have the necessary baseball admission ticket for that day. Top half of the sixth inning, Beta Fenton is up to lead off to the Cincinnati Reds. Five inning totals for the Reds, four runs, five hits, one error for the Mets. Two runs, three hits, one error. Dennis Ryband's pitch to the left-hand batter is high and away for a ball. Ken Ryband looks to Jerry Grody. Starts to work with a 1-0 pitch to Beta Pinson. And it swung out and missed. One and one. Pinson plied to center, walk and walk so far in this game. Has a batting average of an even 333. Beta Pinson off to a fine start this year for the Cincinnati Reds. Has played right field and center field. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. One and two. Although in recent years he has been identified as the center fielder in Cincinnati Reds, Beta Pinson came up as a right fielder. And Don Hefner moved him back to right this year for the most part. He is playing center tonight. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Outside for ball. 2-2. On that same McClyman High School team in Oakland, California, on which Simpson played, along with a number of other outstanding stars, including Frank Robinson. Simpson did some pitching. Here's a 2-2 delivery. Swung on and fouled out. Count holds 2-2 to Simpson. Don Pavletic there in the on-deck circle. Defensively, the Mets are shaded around toward right, playing Beta Pinson to pull. Ryband turns now to get his sign. The Reds are leading by a score of 4-2. 2-2 delivery, and it is swung on and foul back to Johnson Singles. That's 2-2 to Beta Pinson. He'll be on the air tomorrow afternoon at 1:55. It's a 2 o'clock game tomorrow. Mets and the Reds with Jim O'Toole going against Jack Fisher. Fisher got back in the starting rotation with his 60 over the Giants last Saturday afternoon. He had been in the bullpen. Prior to that, Fisher got his first victory of the season last Saturday. Now 2-2 pitch to Pinson. Changes, and it is off the glove of Ryback to second. Taken by Hunter, and he throws on but not in time. A base hit to Pinson off the glove of Ryback. Hunt had to change direction after the ball glanced off the glove of Ryback. It was handled cleanly by Hunt and on over to Dick Stewart, but not in time to get something. And that's a leadoff base hit for the Reds in the top of the sixth. Five on Pavletti. Single. Struck out and was hit by a pitch ball. He scored one run. Hitting cleanup and manager Don Hefner, Cincinnati batting order. Playing in a fly ball to center field. field. Leon Jones drifts back. He has it lined up. Simpson is halfway on the fly ball to center. Cleon makes the catch, and Simpson returns to the bag at first. One away. Now, Art Shamsky, a left-hand batter. Walk, slide to left, and slide to left. Shamsky right now is batting 355. He leads the Cincinnati Reds in home runs with six. With the pitch outside for a ball. Started him off with an off-speed delivery. Stewart holds against the runner at first, and Ryban throws over. Not in time. Henson takes his lead. Here's a pitch high. Two balls and no strikes to Art Shamsky with Darren Johnson on deck. We're in the top of the sixth with the Reds leading the Mets by a score of 4-2. Cincinnati took an early lead getting a run in the top half of the first inning. The Mets got two in the bottom of the fourth. They got a 2-1 lead. Here's a pitch low for a ball, 3-0. The Reds came back to get three in the top of the fifth, and they lead now by a score of 4-2. Mets pitching issued 8 walks in the first 5 innings. Hamlin walked 6. Richardson walked 2, one of them intentionally. Now Ryban has gone 3-0 to Shamsky with one man out. That's outside, and Shamsky draws the walk. The first one issued by Ryban. The ninth walk given up by Mets pitchers tonight gives the Reds runners at first and second. One man out and Darren Johnson coming up. He walked with the bases loaded to drive in a run in the first. He singled a right in the fourth, and he doubled to drive in a run in the fifth and later scored himself. Pitches inside low for a ball. Ryban takes a moment now, working on the ball, turning his back to the plate. Henson at second, Shamsky at first. Now the 1-0 delivery, and it's in there for a call strike. 1-1. Darren Johnson, who batted in 130 runs last year for the Cincinnati Reds. Played third base last year, first base the year before, swing left field this year. This will be a 1-1 delivery. Ryback plus the throw to second. Nobody there. Holds up. Simpson back to the bag. Now again off the stretch, the 1-1 pitch. Hit in the air to left center. Cleon Jones is back there. Simpson tags at second base. Cleon makes the catch, and here's the throw to third. Simpson on his way slides in safely. Both runners move up. Both runners move up after the catch. Two away. And that'll bring up Leo Cartman. Off to short, hit into a forced play and walk. He's a right-hand batter. Well, it's hit deep to left center, so deep that both runners could tag and move on. Leon Jones making a throw to third, which enables Art Shamsky, the runner at first, to move on up to second. The Reds lead 4-2. Ryban working to the right-hand batter, in there for a called strike. Yeah. to look in for a sign. Pumps and pitches. Swung on, hit in the air to right field, and Johnny Lewis moves over. He's there. And Lewis makes the catch to retire the side. So the Reds got no run, but one hit in the walk, no errors, and two left. And the score at the end of 5.5 innings is the Reds 4 and the Mets 2. Maybe you're familiar with the Japanese tea ceremony, but tea's not the only... runs will send up Johnny Lewis to lead off here. Johnny struck out in the first inning, but he tripled to drive in a run in the fourth, and when Steve Rosenthal handled the relay, he came all the way around to score himself. Danny Ellis started for the Reds. He's been in all the way. Now the pitch is low for a ball. Dick Stewart is waiting on deck for the Mets, who have had only three hits off Sammy Ellis here tonight. Playing a high fly ball to right field. Archansky moves in underneath. He's there and waiting, and he makes the catch. So there is one away, and Dick Stewart coming up. He lined to right and walked so far in this game. The Mets play here tomorrow afternoon, then go on the road, and their next homestand is on Memorial Day, when it'll be the Mets and the Phillies, and a doubleheader here at Shea Stadium. It's high for a ball. It's good. Ed Cranepool has moved out to the on-deck circle. One-oh delivery. Land in the center field for a base hit for Dick Stewart. Returned by Vea Defensa, and Stewart is on with the fourth hit of the inning for the Mets off Ellis. Ed Cranepool coming up. One away. Cranepool has walked and struck out so far. And we get a little action again down in the Cincinnati bullpen for the second time tonight. Don Nottebert and Billy McCoo were thrown down there earlier. Here's the pitch to Cranepool. Swung on. It's foul back. It's coming out of play. Johnny Edwards gives it a run, but this one is among the people. Strike one. Cincinnati leading the Mets by a score of 4-2, and the Mets trying to battle back here. Mets left two runners stranded in the fifth. They have Stewart on at first base right now. Abby Ellis off the stretch now with the pitch. Swung hard and hit in the air to left field. Drifting back there is Darren Johnson. He has it lined up. He makes the catch. Halfway, Stewart goes back to the bag at first. There are two men out. And Cleon Jones is coming up. Billy McCool and Don Nottebert both throwing again in the bullpen for the Cincinnati Reds. Cleon Jones has hit into a double play on a ground ball to short and slide to center field so far in this game. He's a right-hand batter. The pitch swung on and popped up toward shortstop. Leo Cardenas on the outfield grass is there underneath, and he makes the cut. So the side is out with no runs, a hit, no errors, and one left. Score at the end of six full innings is the Reds 4 and the Mets 2.
Too bad about radio.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, since television, you know, hardly anybody listens to radio anymore.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that if I were you. There's a radio in use for every man, woman, and teenager in America.
Really? Gee, I'd hate to think of them all turning them on at once.
They do. every morning.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama radio. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million people. That's all.
We go to the seventh inning, and Johnny Edwards will be up against Dennis Rabant. Cincinnati in front, 4-2. Dennis relieves Gordon Richardson in the fifth inning. And his fastball is over on the inside corner, strike one. The crowd tonight at Shea Stadium on a rather chilly night, 14,640. And a total crowd at Shea of 16,008. Here's the windup pitched by Rabin, a towering infield pop fly on the left side of the diamond. Roy McMillan in the run of the outfield grass, facing for the out. One away, nobody on, and while we're waiting on the pitcher, Sammy Ellis to come on and hit. Let's pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is the voice of the Mets in the Great Northeast, WGY Schenectady. It's 10 p.m.
Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kander. Right now, as Shea said, the excitement is centered on a kitty cat. I don't know where the kitty cat came from, but it's from out of the stands and out onto the field. And this little kitty is really romping around out there, and all the players are turning to watch it. Now it runs down into the Mets dugout. It was not a black cat. So there's no need for any superstition. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's over at the knees for a call strike to Sammy Ellis. Sammy, 0 for 3, was struck out his last time up. Sammy batting left-handed against Rabat. A ground ball hits the shortstop. Roy McMillan comes up with it smoothly, throws to Stewart, two men down. So two up and two set aside by Denny Rabat. Now the top of the batting order for Tommy Helm. Helms, the third baseman, batting 247. Had an infield hit his last time up. He has 1 for 4, and his infield hit drove in Cincinnati's fourth run. The Reds have 4 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. The Mets 2 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. Outside and low, ball 1. An afternoon game tomorrow, starting at 2 o'clock. Left-hander Jim O'Toole pitching for Cincinnati, and Jack Fisher for New York. The last game of the homestand. A high pop fly down the third baseline. It pursued near the bag in fair territory. Takes it for the out. A very strong inning for Dennis Rabat. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Seventh inning stretch time at the end of 6.5. The Cincinnati Reds 4 and the New York Mets 2. Sometimes things roll easy and sometimes they don't roll at all. Either way, here's a song with a message for you.
Roll on a boat. Roll on an easy. How can I roll when the wheels don't go? This old hand kills a John Henry. It won't get me.
And in New York City, more people roll on easy with Rheingold Extra Dry than with any other beer. Maybe they like our natural carbonation, but whatever it is, we must be doing something right.
Roll on, buddy.
Last of the seventh inning, the crowd settling back into their seats. The Mets trailing by two runs, and they send Roy McMillan up to lead off against Sammy Ellis. Last time Mac was up, he almost knocked Ellis right out of this ball game. Sammy will never come any closer to being hit by a line drive than he was. When Mac hit a line drive right back at his head, he just barely got out of the way. It's in for a strike at the outside corner. Sammy obviously is a young man of considerable courage. He was not shaken by that narrow miss. Curve is fouled back toward the Cincinnati dugout. No play. Now a two-strike count on Roy McMillan. Jerry Grody on deck. Mets bullpen is on call in the event West Western elects to send up a pinch hitter. Two-strike delivery. A fly ball hits foul down the right field line, running hard for it. Art Stemski, but he has no play. It's in the field box. Larry Benares and Billy Hepler are now warming up in the Mets bullpen. West Western brought Billy Hepler in the game last night with the bases loaded one out to pitch to left-handed hitting Johnny Edwards. And Billy Hepler got Edwards to hit the ground ball right back to the mound into a double play that entered the inning. Hepler then left the ball game for a pinch hitter. Two strike pitch. Foul tip off the bare hand of Johnny Edwards. This weekend, a four-game series with the Giants in San Francisco. A Friday night game. Saturday afternoon, a doubleheader Sunday. We'll be broadcasting all four of the games back to New York. And we will be televising the Saturday and Sunday doubleheader back to New York. The two-strike pitch. It's up high, and Mac lays off. One ball and two strikes. Sammy Ellis trying to snap a four-game losing streak and win his second game of the year. Now Ellis has his sign, the 1-2 pitch, inside and high. It's 2-2. Cincinnati had two 20-game winners last year, Sammy Ellis and Jim Maloney. Ellis won 22, Maloney won 20. Maloney pitched one of the strongest games you'll ever look at in the opener of this series last night. Ground ball hit hard down to third, fielded by Tommy Helm. The long throw is in time, and McMillan is out. Mack hit that one good, but right out to third baseman, Tommy Helm. Now Chuck Hiller has come out of the dugout, and Chuck is going to bat for Jerry Grody. Skipper Wes Westrum making a move here to try and get something going. So Chuck Hiller is batting for Jerry Grody. Chuck, a left-hand hitter. Batting 462 with six hits and 13 times up. We'll bring you right up to date on all of the other games at the end of the inning. Here's the wind-up and pitch by Ellis, and the ball is a pop foul back toward the backstop. Maybe playable. Back comes Edwards near the backstop. He's got it. Now Dennis Radman is being called back to the dugout. And Johnny Stevenson will hit for him. Two outs, nobody on. Johnny Stevenson batting for Dennis Radman. Johnny is hitting 333 with six hits and 18 times up.
Batting for Radman. Number 12.
Another strong relief job tonight by Dennis Radman.
Dennis worked 2 2/3 innings, allowed no runs, gave up 2 hits. They were both infield hits. Sammy Ellis looking in now for his sign. Delivers to Stevenson. Under the knees. 1 ball, no strike. Mets will have their 4th pitcher in the ball game when the Reds come in to hit in the 8th inning. Larry Benath and Bill Hepler on call in the bullpen. The 1-0 delivery, and it's an infield pop fly hit out behind the mound, between the mound and second. Helms comes up on the mound, falls down, and makes the catch. The wind, which is blowing in today from center field, started bringing that pop fly right back toward the mound, and when third baseman Helms, who had moved over behind the mound, started to come up on the mound to catch the ball, he fell to his knees, but reached up and made the catch. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Mets unable to get the ball out of the infield against Sammy Ellis, the home 7th, and now at the end of 7, Cincinnati 4, the New York Mets 2. This afternoon, the Houston Astros, a hot item in the National League, they've won 15 of their last 19, swept the doubleheader from Leo DeRocher's Cubs at Wrigley Field, Chicago. They won the opener 5-1 on a 7-hitter by Dave Justy, his 4th win. They had home runs by Lee May and Rusty Staub, and they beat Ernie Brolio. They completed the sweep by winning the nightcap 4-2. Robin Roberts winning his 3rd with Ray Moan in the 7th. Johnny Bateman homer. The loser was Dick Ellsworth. Tonight, the Philadelphia Phils with 3 in the 6th and 1 in the 7th have gone in front of the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3 at the end of 7. Culp in relief of Bunning, Wudishek in relief of Gibson. Bill White hit a 2-run homer in the 6th inning for Philadelphia. The Atlanta Braves lead the Pittsburgh Pirates on a 2-run homer by Henry Aaron, his 13th of the year. He leads the Major League. It's Atlanta 2, Pittsburgh 1 after 5.5. Ken Johnson against Vern Law. Later tonight, starting at 11 o'clock, the Giants and Dodgers in Los Angeles. The Dodgers won in 13 innings last night, 2-1. Regan the winner in relief, and Frank Lindsay was the loser. With Roy White hitting a 2-run homer in the 4th inning, the Yankees now have extended their lead over Detroit to 5-0 in the top of the 4th inning. Mel Stottlemyre against Mickey Loley. Washington 1, Cleveland nothing after 5. Pete Rickard dueling Sonny Siebert. The Red Sox and the Orioles are tied 1-1 at the end of 8. Earl Wilson against Jim Palmer. First game of a doubleheader, Kansas City 7. The California Angels 1 at the end of 7. Catfish Hunter is on the mound for Kansas City. Lopez, Sanford, and McLaughlin for the Angels. Minnesota 2, Chicago 1 after 4.5. Gary Peters against Mudcat Grant. The Twins got 2 in the opening inning on Harmon Killebrew's 2-run homer. Larry Benath is the new pitcher, and Johnny Stevenson is behind the plate. Chuck Hiller is now playing 3rd, and Eddie Brasseau has moved to short. Those are the changes for New York. As we go to the 8th inning, we'll have to determine how Wes Westrum places the new men in the batting order. Stevenson will be hitting 9th. Hiller will be hitting 8th. They were pinch hitters, and both stayed in the ballgame. Pete Rose punts the ball down the third baseline. Fair-handed pickup. The throw is not in time. It gets away from Dick Stewart, but Rose will not advance. A bunt single for Pete Rose, leading off in the 8th inning.
Number 2, moving to shortstop. Number 1, in pursuit. Number 1.
Larry Benares will be hitting in Roy McMillan's spot in the batting order. For Larry Benares, his 9th relief outing. And he has his work cut out for him now on the bunt single by Pete Rose on the first pitch that Larry threw. It was a beautiful bunt down the third baseline, and now Beta Pinson is up. Go to first, not in time. Larry's last outing was Friday night in the 17th inning game against the Giants. He worked 1 inning, allowed no runs, no hits. He He's around the bunt, doesn't offer, and it's inside. One strike count on Beta Penson. Chuck Hiller in close at third. Penson tonight has 1-for-2. He has drawn 2 walks. So he's been on base 3 times out of 4 times up. A throw to first, not in time. Now Larry up in the set position, keeping an eye on the runner. Throws to first, not in time. Larry trying to keep Pete Rose as close as possible. The Reds in front, 4-2. We're in the top of the 8th inning. Now the pitch on the way. A fly ball hit the center field fairly deep. Moving back is Cleon. Deep in left center, he's there and makes the catch. Fans, when you pull the tab on the new Rheingold Extra Dry Chug-A-Mug, the top comes off with a hiss that sounds like that good Rheingold flavor inside. 6 12-ounce mugs to the carton, and you'll find them in the Chug-A-Mug display at your local store. One out and one on. Don Pavletic, the first baseman and cleanup batter, is the hitter against Larry Bernard. Pavletic, 1-for-3 tonight. He also has been hit by a pitch. Big bat in the Cincinnati lineup tonight has belonged to Darren Johnson. Here's the pitch on the way. It's under the knees, 1 ball and no strike. Dick Stewart holding against the base runner, Pete Rose. Now Larry eyes the runner and throws to first base. Larry has an excellent pickoff move, and he's very conscientious about trying to hold runners. He relies on a sinker, and if he can hold that runner, he's got a good chance for the double play. Outside and low, it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes on Don Pavletic. The day game tomorrow starts at 2 o'clock. It's the last game of the homestand. The Mets and Giants, Friday night in Candlestick Park. Larry behind on the count, delivers 2-0, outside and low, and goes behind Pavletic 3-0. Don Pavletic, batting 316. Let it get over 300 last year with the Reds, catching and playing first base. Now the pitch on the way. It's in for a strike, 3-1. He was up 191 times and batted 319. Year before last, he divided the year between San Diego and Cincinnati. Athletic, husky, right-hand batter. They play him around to left in the outfield. He cocks the bat, the 3-1 pitch. Foul ball off his right leg. So the string is out now, 3-2, and let's keep an eye on speedy Pete Rose. See if Don Hefner has him running. Athletic is 5'11 and weighs about 215. Top of the 8th inning, Reds have a 2-run lead. They're in front, 4-2. Now Larry Benares with a full count on Pavletic at 3-2. Dick Stewart holding against the base runner, Pete Rose. Rose now starts to build his lead. And Benares throws over. Pavletic deep in the batter's box. There goes Rose. Here's the pitch, a ground ball hit down to third. The only play is to first, Hiller's peg, in time. Pavletic is out, and moving to second goes Pete Rose. Now there are two away, Rose in scoring position, and the batter coming up is Art Shamsky. Shamsky has flied to left and lined to left. He also has walked twice in the game. So Art Shamsky is 0 for 2, batting at 355. Left-hand hitter. Prior to last season, Shamsky made the Cincinnati Ball Club with a great spring, but played in only 64 games during the season. The left-hand hitter waits. A fly ball hits the right center, and it's well hit. Running hard is Cleon. He's there. Makes the catch. Jones tracking it down on the edge of the warning track in right center field. Been a busy night at center field for Cleon Jones. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left. At the end of 7.5 innings, the Cincinnati Reds 4 and the New York Mets 2.
This is WGY News. This is the sound that means news, up to the minute, concise, and complete. From the facilities of NBC, Associated Press, United Press International, the United States Weather Bureau, a staff of stringers throughout a 26-county area, and a newsroom staff of experienced news people, WGY keeps you informed of the latest happenings. More than 20 times a day in regularly scheduled newscasts, from 6 in the morning to midnight, WGY brings you the latest news from around the world, around the area, and across the street. And when something newsworthy happens, you get it in bulletin form when it happens. All this, plus specialized programs on farm news, sports, weather, and business, make WGY's news department your best information center for what's going on in the world today.
Coming in the ball game now for Cincinnati. Art Shamsky moves over to left. Darren Johnson comes out of the lineup. And Ron Hunt leads off for New York in the last of the eighth inning. Now the crowd here. Jay starts to cry. Let's go Mets. And Hunt pops the ball in the air to short center field. It could be trouble. Racing back is Rose. In comes Pinson. And Pinson makes the catch. He caught it in very short center. I think we said Johnson came out. It is Shamsky who comes out. Johnson, who has had the big bat in the ball game tonight for the Reds, remains in the ball game in left field. Eddie Bersu looks at a curve thrown by Sammy Ellis. It's over for a strike. Eddie has 1 for 3. Ellis has given up just 4 hits. The Cincinnati pitching has really been tough last night and tonight. A foul ball back over our broadcasting booth. No play. Last night, Jim Maloney gave up just 2 singles. Tonight, Sammy Ellis has given up 2 runs. Only one of the two was earned and has allowed just 4 base hits. Two-strike delivery. Bounced off to the left, no play. Cincinnati with a starting rotation of Jim Maloney, Sammy Ellis, Milt Pappas, and Jim O'Toole has quite a quartet to present to the National League hitters. On the basis of that tremendous pitching, many of the scribes in the preseason poll tab Cincinnati as the favorite to win the National League flag. A swing and a miss, he struck him out. Ed Bersu struck out by Sammy Ellis, his 6th strikeout of the game. Johnny Lewis up. Fouls the pitch off toward the dugout. Strike one. Johnny's triple to right field drove home Ed Versu with the first run by the Mets tonight. And Leshansky's throw coming in from right field got through Pete Rose. Johnny then came on down the line to score. Way inside. That brushed him away from the plate. One ball and one strike on Johnny Lewis. The run-scoring triple for Johnny Lewis gave him his 11th RBI of the young season. The 1-1 delivery. He lays off and it's up high. Two balls and a strike. Johnny was experimenting with eyeglasses late last season. Midwinter testing convinced Johnny that he did not need them. Pitching 2-1. Fastball under the knees, three balls and a strike. Three and one on Johnny Lewis. Dick Stewart waiting on deck. Now the 3-1 pitch. He takes all away. Low, ball four. And Dick Stewart is the tying run as he comes up. Third walk given up by Sammy Ellis. And Stewart is the tying run at bat. Cincinnati bullpen has been busy a number of times tonight, and it will get busy again. Don Hefner has tagged Don Nadebar to right-hander and left-hander Billy McCool to be ready. And the Let's Go Mets cries can be heard at Shea now. As Dick Stewart cocks the bat, here's the pitch by Ellis. Fastball, a strike on the outside corner. Billy McCool and Don Nadebart warming up. As Johnny Lewis reaches on a walk with two men down, last of the eighth inning. Now Ellis delivers to the plate a curve outside. One ball, one strike. Dick has been on base two out of three times up tonight. After he lined out to the right fielder in the second, he drew a walk in the fourth inning, and he singled to center field in the sixth inning. One delivery. Low outside, 2-1. Eddie Crane Brule kneeling in the on-deck circle. Yogi Berra and Whitey Herzog talking it up on the coaching line, hoping the Mets can keep it going. Reds have their outfield deep against Stewart, and Benson has swung over to left center. A smash to second, taken on one hop by Rose. He throws the ball to Cardenas for the fourth play on Johnny Lewis. He had an easy play, and he elected to throw to first base. He made an underhand toss to Cardenas, and that was a close play at second. The side is out. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. Eight innings complete. The Reds four runs, seven hits, and one error. The Mets two runs, four hits, one error. Fans, to get your copy of the Mets yearbook by mail, simply send 50 cents plus 15 cents for postage and handling to Mets yearbook, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. The zip code at Shea Stadium is 11368. 11368. And so when you ride in, enclose your zip code on your return address. It'll speed things up. You'll enjoy having the Mets yearbook in your baseball library, and I'm sure you'll thumb through it many times between now and the end of the National League campaign. Right here, we'll be going to the ninth inning. Cincinnati in front by a score of 4-2. While we're waiting for the top of the ninth, we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is the voice of the Mets in the Great Northeast, WGY Schenectady, a General Electric station. The time, 28 minutes past 10.
Thank you. throwing in his warm-up to Johnny Stevenson. Houston won a doubleheader from Chicago this afternoon, winning 5-1 and 4-2. The Astros are now 20-12 on the year, two games out of first place. They've won 15 of their last 19, and they've been winning on the road. They're on the ninth inning in Philadelphia. The Phils lead the Cardinals 4-3. Ray Culp in relief of Jim Bunning. Pittsburgh tied up the Braves. It's 2-2 at the end of six. Mickelson has relieved Law. Ken Johnson going for Atlanta. Giants and Dodgers not yet underway. Darren Johnson leading off as we go to the ninth inning. Darren has a single and a double, 2-for-3, and 2 runs batted in. It's low outside, ball one. The Tigers' Bill Freehan hit a 2-run homer in the fourth inning at Detroit, so now it's the Yankees 5, the Tigers 2, at the end of 4. Mel Stottlemyre for the Yankees, Orlando Pena in relief of Mickey Loley. Change up by Larry inside, 2 balls and no strikes. Washington knocked Sonny Siebert out of the box in the sixth inning. They scored 3, and they now lead Cleveland 4-0 after 5.5, with Pete Rickard on the mound. Red Sox had a chance to knock off the Orioles. They got a run in the top of the 10th inning, and they lead 2-1. Ground ball back to the mound, but Arth has it. Throws to first, and Darren Johnson is out. One away, nobody on. It will bring up Leo Cardenas, who tonight has gone 0-3. So now in Baltimore, the Birds are hitting in the last of the 10th inning, trailing 2-1. Earl Wilson, the Red Sox pitcher. Kansas City won the first game of a twin-eyed doubleheader from California, 7-1. A four-hitter for Jim Catfish Hunter, his third win. Marcelino Lopez was the loser. Benarth out of his windup, the pitch to Cardenas, down on the dirt. 1 ball, no strike. Minnesota leading the Chicago White Sox 4-1 after 5.5, and they have Mudcat Grant on the mound. Mudcat, if he wins tonight, will be 3-3 on the year. Benarth winds and pitches. It's fouled back into the crowd, no play. 1 ball, 1 strike. Delivery. And the curve is outside and low. 2 balls and a strike. It's over at County Mac Stadium now. The Phillies, with 3 in the 6th and 1 in the 7th, came from behind to beat the Cardinals tonight 4-3. Ray Culp, the winner in relief of Jim Bunning. Bob Gibson, the loser. Gibson now has 1-3 and lost 5. He's lost some tough ball games. A swing and a miss. And the trade with Philadelphia came back to haunt St. Louis tonight. Bill White hit a big one, a 2-run homer in the 6th inning. Former Met Charlie Smith homered in the 4th and nobody on for St. Louis. Final score, Philadelphia 4, the St. Louis Cardinals 3. 2-2 on Leo Cardenas. Two-two delivery. Just got a piece of it, a foul ball off the mask of Johnny Stevenson. Day game tomorrow at 2 o'clock with Jack Fisher hooking up against Jim O'Toole. Fisher snapped the Giants' 12-game win streak last Saturday here at Shea. Mitchell won the rubber game from the Giants on Sunday on a nifty four-hitter by Rob Gardner. Two. Strike three called. A good sinker on the outside corner of the knees. So Larry Benarth, after yielding a bunt single to Pete Rose leading off in the 8th inning, has now retired 5 in a row in relief. Johnny Edwards has singled to right, walked twice, and popped to short. That old bugaboo, the base on balls, has been the thing that has hurt the Mets in tonight's game. Although, in fairness to the Mets pitching staff, they have been very good at not giving up many walks. This is the first ball game, I believe, they have really been hurt by a large number of walks. Inside and low, it's ball one. Jack Hamilton walked six in four and a third. Gordon Richardson walked two, though one of the two was intentional. Dennis Rybant walked just one. But a total of nine walks. And that's tough to overcome. Next pitch on the way, a strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Two of the four runs scored in this game tonight by Cincinnati walked home from third base on a walk with the bases loaded. The other two runs, Darren Johnson doubled one in, and Tommy Helms with an infield hit knocked one in. The 1-1 pitch to Johnny Edwards, a ground ball, slashed towards second, great backhand stab by Hunt, he got him. Beauty of a play by Ron Hunt. He took a base hit away from Johnny Edwards, racing over, then reaching across the body and making the backhand stab and righting himself and rifling the throw to first in time. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. At the end of eight and a half innings, the Cincinnati Reds 4 and the New York Mets 2.
20 years ago, in 1946, a three-line classified advertisement requested anyone who had recovered from multiple sclerosis to please communicate with MS patient. That advertisement marked the beginning of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society and 20 years of intensive and dedicated research to find the cause, prevention, and cure for a century-old medical mystery. MS, multiple sclerosis, is a disease of the brain and spinal cord. Called the great crippler of young adults, it can mean long years of increasing disability, often eventual paralysis. The cause, prevention, and cure remain unknown. But much has been learned, and the research program of the MS Society is bringing nearer the day when MS will mean mystery solved. You can help. When the MS volunteer calls, give generously.
Tommy Harper goes to left field, replacing Darren Johnson. Cincinnati leading by two runs, 4-2, last of the ninth inning. And Eddie Cranepool will be up against Sammy Ellis. Sammy trying to snap a four-game losing streak, posts his second win of the year against five setbacks. Strong young right-hander who racked up 22 victories last year. Eddie Cranepool has reached on a walk, struck out, fly to left, nothing for two. Ellis working on a four-hitter as he throws the pitching slap. Eddie Cranepool bluffs with a bunt, takes it outside, ball one. Remember, it's an afternoon game tomorrow, the final game of the 12-game homestand. Now, Sammy Ellis with a semi, no-wind-up pad delivery. And a bunt attempt is foul. One ball, one strike. Johnny Edwards may have been nicked on the right hand by that foul ball. So the Cincinnati trainer comes out to check him. Now Johnny walking out toward the mound to try and shake some of the pain out of his right hand. He was hit by that foul ball coming off Cranepool's bat. Eddie ran up on the ball. He was going to try and drag a bunt with him. So now Al Wilder, the trainer, gets the ethyl chloride out to spray it on the hand to reduce the swelling. Try and control it. The Atlanta Braves may have had an injury for their catching staff tonight because they have Rico Cardi catching in a ball game. They have Joe Torre and Gene Oliver. Oliver was hurt practically all of spring training. And if they have to bring a catcher up from the minor leagues, it'll probably be Chris Cannizzaro. Chris is the catcher. Ed Richmond is the International League. One ball, one strike on Eddie Crane, Poole. Johnny Edwards is all right. Here's the pitch on the way. It's up high, two balls and a strike. Cincinnati well fortified with catching, with Johnny Edwards certainly one of the best. Heavy hitting Don Pavletic has been playing first base in this series, and also Jim Coker. The 2-1 pitch. A high infield pop-up near third base. Under the ball is Tommy Helms, right by the bag. He makes the catch in fair territory. One man away in the bottom of the ninth. Now Cleon Jones will try and get something working. Cleon has hit into a double play, fly to center, and pop to short. Leon has had five putouts in center field tonight. Al Luplo now has come out on deck to bat for Larry Benard. It's over in Baltimore. The Red Sox, with a run in the 10th inning, beat Baltimore 2-1. One of those baseball stories that has a Frank Merriwell finish. Earl Wilson, the Red Sox pitcher, hit a home run in the 10th inning to win his own ball game. He went all the way. Boston, 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Baltimore, 1-7-2. Wilson winning his third and winning his own game with a home run in the 10th. Jim Palmer, the loser. So it looks like both Cleveland and Baltimore will be on the short end tonight. One ball, one strike. First 4 teams in the American League Senate race all losing this evening. The 1-1 delivery, and it's a foul pop-up over by the crowd. Moving over is Pavletic, and he has no play. It's into the crowd. Right now in the American League race, Cleveland in first place by 2 games, trailing Washington 4-0 going to the 8th. Third place Tigers are behind the Yankees 5-2 at the end of 5. Second place Baltimore has been beaten by the Red Sox 2-1. And the Angels lost to Kansas City 7-1 in the first game of a doubleheader. One ball, two strikes on Cleon Jones. The pitch by Sammy Yellis. A beautiful curve is over Frank Recall. Cleon did not like the call by Al Bartik. What a curveball that was by Sammy Yellis. Looked like it rolled off the end of a table. For Sammy Yellis, his 7th strikeout of the game. Mets down to their final out in the last of the 9th inning, trailing by 2 runs. And Al Luplo will bat for Larry Benard. Cincinnati with 13 left on in this game tonight as a result of 9 walks surrendered by Mets pitchers. Good relief job by Larry Benares. He yielded a bunt single to Pete Rose, the first man to face him, and then retired 6 men in a row. Dennis Rybant turned in another strong job. Dennis in 2 2/3 allowed no runs, just 2 singles, both infield hits. Now the pitch, and it's on the outside corner to Luplo for a strike. Starting pitcher Jack Hamilton had good stuff tonight. You can see he was exploding that fastball. Jack was bothered by that old bugaboo wildness in this game tonight. Inside and high, 1-1. Hamilton walked 6 in 4 1/3. Chuck Hiller is out on deck. The 1-1 pitch. A swing and a miss and a breaking ball. It's 1-2 on Al Luplo. Al's ankle is still very tender as a result of a spike wound. He wears the shin protector. Keep him fouling a ball off on that sensitive area down by the ankle. Now, Ello starting in on his target. It's one ball and two strikes, and the pitch to Luplo, a ground ball to second base. Pete Rose is up with it, throws to first, and the Reds win it. Sammy Ellis goes to root, pitching a strong four-hitter. In the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Final score, Cincinnati 4, and the New York Mets 2.
And that's the Mets baseball for tonight, brought to you by Rheingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different people with different tastes, one beer has become the favorite, Rheingold Extra Dry. They don't know why so many people like their beer, but they must be doing something right. Today's game is also brought to you by WGY, your sports station for the Great Northeast. WGY will bring you the full schedule of the Mets' regular season games live from major league parks throughout the country. Join us tomorrow at 1:55 when we'll present another exciting New York Mets baseball game over 810 on your radio dial.